When my son Locke was 5 years old, we were checking out at the grocery store, and the cashier was continuing a conversation from the previous customer's kid who wanted to be a fireman. He asked my son, "Do you want to be a fireman in Europe?" His son said, "No." I said, "What do you want to be?" He said, "A dad." That was probably my happiest moment to me, that he felt loved and happy. I never said that out loud, but I always wanted to have kids. I wanted to be a dad. And Barry was a big reason why. He showed me how good old movies could be. Marx Brothers, Casablanca, Maltese Falcon, Night of the Living Dead. Right? How interesting, weird movies could be. Harold and Maude, Network, or Bedazzled. Or how shows like Twilight Zone and Star Trek showed me there are a million ways to look at our world and imagine the different ways it could turn out. He didn't just show me movies that made me laugh. We also saw movies that taught us right from wrong. To Kill a Mockingbird, Facing the Crowd. And we also saw at the movie theater a collection of Martin Luther King's speeches. So back then, there was no real other way to see all these collected speeches together. You could probably find them all on YouTube now, but, and still the greatest orator I've ever heard. He also shared his love of books with me. A.E. Van Vogt, Robert B. Parker, Dan Simmons, and Kurt Vonnegut are still among my favorites. They put me on a path to constantly find new books, movies, TV shows, and music that showed me something new. We also saw Washington Senators games until they were stolen by the Texas Rangers, and the Redskins games, including 3 Super Bowl wins, which I all watched all of them with my dad. My son was born 1 week after the Redskins' last playoff win. Sometimes you're lucky and sometimes not so much. He took me to a trip to New York City for my 10th birthday, trips to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and to see Jimmy Carter speak before he was elected. Not that out of the ordinary, but altogether, they put me on a path to constantly replaced the roof on our old house. I don't know anybody since then who's done that themselves. He put a laundry chute in our houses, 2 stories in the basement, and from upstairs closet to the downstairs closet to the basement, there's still a laundry chute there. Whenever we had kids, whether it was Pierre's kids or my kids, they always loved to play with the laundry chute. One would be upstairs, one would be downstairs, and throw stuff down. He built an island in the kitchen with a giant wooden butcher block with sat 5 people on it. And he taught me how to use a table saw, circular saw, drill, sander, and most other tools. Thanks to this, when I was older, I was able to buy and fix up 2 houses ourselves. He taught me how to put English, when you put spin, when you're playing ping pong on the ball, so when it lands, you don't stand a chance. He didn't just teach me how to use tools. He broadened my horizon, taught me right from wrong, how to look at things differently, to be open to new ideas, that I could do whatever I thought was possible, and he made me feel loved and happy.